Dictation for Getty, Shimunek, Shimunek, April 2755, address as a letter to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Murray, consultation for Mr. Shimunek with abnormal kidney function. As you are aware, he has an extensive medical history, was born with cyanotic congenital heart disease. He did have a Fontan, F-O-N-T-A-N procedure. Eventually underwent a heart transplant at Cleveland Clinic about 27 years ago. There has been no episodes of rejection. There is no documented coronary artery disease, according to patient. He has developed progressive renal failure. He takes transplant medications that include cyclosporine. Presently following with cardiology in Grand Rapids, Dr. Dickinson, D-I-C-K-E-N-S-O-N. Stress testing echocardiograms apparently has been negative in the recent past. Has a new diagnosis of prostate cancer. Follow through University of Michigan. MRI of the prostate has been done. Right now, good urination without any cloudiness or blood. No abdominal pain or localized bone discomfort. He does have severe osteoarthritis. Weight, appetite is stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. No cloudiness of the urine or blood, flow acceptable. Some dullness, pain, discomfort on the right lower back without radiation, takes no anti-inflammatory agent. Presently no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, and has not required any oxygen, inhalers, or a sleep apnea machine. Next paragraph, past medical history, as indicated above for cyanotic congenital heart disease, the Fontan FONTAA procedure, and eventually heart transplant. For a number of years, cardiac cath and heart biopsy were done. An episode of ventricular tachycardia, has received only beta blockers. He's not aware of rejection. Denies diabetes, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke, no reported peripheral vascular disease or procedures, no kidney stones, isolated episode of gout many years back without recurrence, diagnosis of cirrhosis of the liver, however, there has been no encephalopathy, ascites, peritonitis, and apparently EGDs through Grand Rapids spectrum, S-P-E-C-T-R-U-N, no esophageal varices, no hepatitis B and C, no liver biopsy. Denies sleep apnea. There has been multiple skin cancers treated Dr. Messenger in Lansing. Next paragraph, other diagnosis, the osteoarthritis, bilateral knees, prostate cancer as indicated above. Next paragraph, surgeries, Fontan, F-O-N-T-A-N, heart procedure as a very young person. Heart transplant 27 years ago, multiple cardiac cath, heart biopsies, coronary angiograms, bilateral knee scope, torn meniscus, prostate cancer biopsy, back surgery, right shoulder scope, and eventually shoulder replacement. All bladder has been removed. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking, occasional alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include cyclosporine, Diltiazem, Prednisone, Magnesium, Metoprolol, Chlorthalidone, Calcium, Vitamins, Potassium, Imuran, Restoril, Crestor, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, physical exam. Weight 72 inches tall, blood pressure 142/92 on the right, 140/90 on the left. Skin is tan with the sunlight, maybe some increase pigmentation, multiple skin papules, nodules on the face, arms, alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, some degree of bilateral redness of the conjunctiva, no respiratory distress, no gross lymph node enlargement, pulses decreased, bilateral radial, soft brachial area, no localized valgusis, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no significant murmurs, abdomen, no gross enlargement or liver spleen, ascites, masses or tenderness, no varicose veins, no gross edema, good pulses poplita, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Creatinine has been between 1.4 and 1.5 for the last 1 year, and now in July up to 1.7. Low sodium at 134, normal potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, bilirubin high, 2.3, other liver function tests not elevated, GFR 40 stage 3, glucose normal at 97, recent cyclosporin 73, one plus of blood in the urine, negative for protein, negative bacteria, white blood cells. Hemoglobin high, although absolute red blood cell count is normal, white blood cell count normal, low lymphocytes, normal neutrophils, low platelet count 130. This low platelet is new. There is a CT scan, abdomen with contrast from April this year. Cirrhosis of the liver. Bilateral. Innumerable small cyst in both kidneys without obstruction, without masses. Some degenerative changes of the spine. There are calcification pleural plaques reported from asbestosis exposure. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 3, question progression. A person who has a heart transplant and prolonged exposure to cyclosporine for the last 27 years. Minimal activity in the urine for blood. Nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Likely has cyclosporine nephrotoxicity. No evidence of obstruction on the kidney ultrasound. Incidental finding of innumerable small cysts bilateral, which probably is congenital. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Cyclosporine appears therapeutic for the heart transplant. Continue to monitor chemistries in a monthly basis. Blood pressure in the office was high, but this is the first visit. There might be a component of white coat hypertension. He's going to check it at home. Keep me posted as we might adjust blood pressure medications. Notice that he is on diltiazem that can cause interaction with cyclosporine, but he's been taking both medicines for a long time. And cyclosporine appears therapeutic. Next number, congenital cyanotic heart disease with prior Fontan, F-O-N-T-A-N procedure and eventually heart transplant. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppression. Next number, cirrhosis of the liver, elevated bilirubin, no other symptoms. No evidence of enlargement of the spleen, portal hypertension, or ascites. As is my understanding, no evidence of esophageal varices, and there has been no prior encephalopathy. Next number, prostate cancer, followed now at University of Michigan for upcoming surgery. Next number, prior history of ventricular tachycardia without recurrence on beta blockers. Next number, asbestos exposure with pleural plaque. No respiratory failure, no interstitial lung disease, no oxygen. Next number, osteoarthritis, spine, and knees. Next paragraph, we'll see what the new chemistry shows. We will adjust blood pressure as needed, as indicated above. My goal should be around 130 over 75 or 80 or below. We will work together with the other services and yourself. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Plan to come back on the next 2-3 months. End of dictation.